Welcome, everybody, to the Social Marketing Academy. I am your host, Christopher Tompkins. I am the CEO and the head strategist at The Go Agency. If you want to learn more about us, you can check us out online, gosalesandmarketing.com. Again, that's www.gosalesandmarketing.com. Today, we're going to be talking about training and just the importance of training in your everyday professional life. And during this time when a lot of people and nearly everyone is working from home, how you can fit that training in and how it can make a difference to your development when everything kind of starts ticking back into normal. If this is the first time that you are tuning into the show, please check out our archive. We have tons of shows and there's tons of information. Listen, how I figure all of the show topics out is basically, I listen to what everyone's saying. I talk to many people every single day in the Go Agency, and also I have many peers in the industry that have clients as well. And what I want to do is I want to take those topics and those, I want to say private conversations, but those conversations that we have about problems that people are having out there or misunderstandings and bring them directly to the forefront. This way, you can take what you can take from these podcasts and, you know, pop them right into your marketing and sales strategy that you're working on right now. So right now, we are experiencing, obviously working from home, we have social distancing, yada, yada. I don't mean yada, yada in a bad way, but we've all heard it already, so I don't really need to go that deep into it. But what are you doing with your extra time? Now, one of the things I said, you know, I've said many times is the fact that when you're working from home, if you want to be effective, one of the things that you should probably back off of is doing your laundry when you're supposed to be on a call, or folding the laundry and doing the dishes and just turning your camera off on a Zoom call so we can hear you clanking around in the kitchen at the same time as we're all professionally sitting here on a conference call. I've told you all that stuff before. And I say this to you now because everyone has a little bit more time, right? We're not going through the gorgeousness of that drive, that slog to work where you had to either use public transportation and like subways and buses and stuff, or if you were just you're just stuck on highway traffic getting into the office. Now, your office is like, I mean, how many yards, steps, feet from your bed? And depending on whatever your situation is, your living situation. So, you know, with that said, you're going to save a lot of time on your commute. You're going to save a lot of time getting ready. You only have to dress up the top half, right? Just in case you're on a Zoom call. So there's going to be a lot of extra time in your day. Also, with some folks are in a different boat with the amount of distractions that you're going to have, because yeah, you know, it's tough. You know, if you have small children or animals or someone that your roommate's a little bit overbearing or what have you, I understand all these things, and I understand that they definitely issues for you. But a lot of us still have more time. So one of the things that a lot of people are doing is they're filling their time with extra work, maybe that they want to try to get ahead and. I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think getting ahead is ever bad. But one of the things that we talk about in our morning meeting all the time in the Go Agency is where we are within our training program. And the training program that we have is very, very flexible. I'm not saying that there's like a boot camp to be a Go agent, so to speak. But what we do is we want everyone to constantly grow their skills. Now, if you're in the digital marketing space or you want to execute some stuff on digital, this is one story that I'll tell you that will really resonate in terms of the importance of training as a regular piece of the puzzle. Now, what you would do is I would have a class, and I would say the last one I did was maybe 2 months ago, and I did a class with all of the staff and all the staff that was working on Facebook ads. Okay, that's the long and short of it. Anyone else wants to come too? I'm open for everyone attending. and showing them how all of the latest changes and what we need to do and how we can how these can benefit our customers and our clients and what we need to tell them about these changes and what we can present to help them understand them and so on and so on and so forth. So I think that was a Tuesday. I gave them all homework assignments and I said, hey, you know, take a breather on Wednesday and then let's start these assignments on Thursday so you can start testing it out and seeing how it works. Well, guess what happened? Four items that I spent 40 minutes, 30 minutes training on were completely removed and changed into something different. So I had to do another training. But imagine if I didn't do any of that anyway, and everyone just had to fend for themselves constantly. By working their brains in the way and helping them understand that there's going to be change all the time, they anticipate it rather than being crippled by it. Now, that's just one of the reasons why a regular training routine is positive. But just think about when you have in your day where you can spend an hour on something. And I'm not saying sign up for a college course or, you know, even spend thousands and thousands of tens of thousands of dollars or whatever on a training solution. There are lots of websites that you can find where you can get free certifications, where you can just take the course and listen to somebody's ideas. Also, Udemy is fantastic because there's tons of inexpensive courses there that have lots of different chapters, lots of great video. Obviously you want to look at the reviews and how many people actually have taken the course and have a positive, you know, opinion of it or experience with it. But these are all ways that you can just start chipping away at leveling up your game. Now, I know that, like I said before, people are just like, I'll work ahead and, oh, you know, this project I've had on the side, I'm just going to jump on that. How important is that right now? Is that project that's been waiting for 6 months for you to jump on, is that the hot prospect right now that's going to change your life and change your business and change your role? Probably not. So that can be, you know, obviously folded into your day and you just like chip away at like every single day or whatever. But I would find a time that you can do training on a regular basis. I'm not saying every single day. I'm not saying every other day. I'm saying whatever you have the capacity in terms of time and in terms of your own learning process. Some people learn visually. Some people need to be active. There's lots of different ways. And you should know by now as an adult what learning style is best for you. And then really try to make sure that the course that you're looking into does have those values. So what are you going to focus on? And I think that this is one of, there's many different skill assessment, free skill assessments, that's hard to say, online, you can find through Google. And it will show you your weak areas or areas where you can improve. And even in your marketing skills, your sales skills, wherever. So if you can find one of those and take one of those, that would start helping you understand. But screw it. If you don't want to do that, just make a list of things that you don't feel comfortable executing. So if you're a marketer and you are, okay, I am red hot on LinkedIn. I know every single thing about Sales Navigator on LinkedIn. It's just the best. I know how to do advertising, blah, blah, blah. Good for you. Here's a trophy. But I have no idea how to grow Twitter. Twitter is like a mystery to me. Well, then Twitter might be where you want to start. And if it's a complete mystery, find a 101 option where you can start growing that way. If it's not, and you know the basics, but you want to know how to create a strategy, then go to the next level and so on and so forth. Thing is, folks, you got to be honest with yourself, because if you are not honest with yourself, you're going to be taking courses that are not going to engage you and not going to help you grow. So it's kind of important for you to think it through prior to even starting the search, like send out in the search party for the perfect course. And sometimes the search for the perfect course is not a day. It's not instant. Maybe it takes a couple days. Maybe it takes a referral. Maybe you have to post something on social to say, hey, I'm thinking about doing a LinkedIn course. Does anybody have any suggestions for me? You have to kind of look for stuff. It's not going to fall into your lap. And also the first solution you find is never, I know, don't want to say that, isn't always the best option. Just because you found it doesn't mean that that's the winner. Unless you want to have training listed on your list of things that you need to do, and you just want to just get it checked off that list. And if that's what you're doing, there's other issues we got to talk about. But I think that some of the areas that you really want to figure out, if you are kind of, you know, if I want to pinpoint some areas of training where I've seen a lot of marketers just need to refine their skills a little bit, anything dealing with online advertising, I think, is a big one. So anything from geo-targeting and IP retargeting to just social media advertising. But also one of the areas that I've also seen is Google pay-per-click advertising has really not been a topic that I've seen a lot of marketers, unless they're offering it as a service. And I'm talking about, you know, all of you folks out there that are the marketing directors of a company rather than a marketing director of a marketing agency, right? I'm talking to you guys and gals out there. So if you're terrified of Google pay-per-click, you might want to figure that out. Also, another thing I've seen that a lot of people need education in is Google Analytics. Now, Google Analytics, what you can do is you can very easily go to, what the hell is it called? I want to say it's Analytics University, but anyway, this is a free service, an education service that Google offers. So you can go through and you can look at all of the different courses and you can see, and they're quite lengthy, but they're very straightforward. If you're looking to kind of level up your skills, that is definitely an impressive skill to have, that you're able to run reports and do all of this next level stuff on the back end of your website. It's really, really beautiful. Another one, that area that I've seen that's been a little bit of a challenge for some people, is storytelling in terms of social media marketing. Well, a branding and marketing in general, I guess. But yeah, I've seen storytelling being an issue where people don't know exactly what the hell am I posting on Instagram and why do I need videos and like what am I going to actually use and what's well, you got to figure out what your story is first, and then the imagery is kind of something that will come to you. So that's definitely another area. Influencer marketing is another area that I've seen a lot of people struggle with. And that's kind of a challenging one to learn because there's really no dead set way to get to success for that. It's a lot of trial and error. Another one that I find that's kind of important is, utilizing video in your marketing, how to do it. So that would be maybe a YouTube course. There's lots of YouTube courses out there. And they are, I would say that if I was doing a YouTube course, I would make sure that it also included advertising. Because YouTube advertising is underused and by a lot of companies just because it's terrifying. And people think that, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I don't know. I'm not ready to be in front of the camera and I don't want to get models and I don't know where we're going to film it. And so there's lots of courses that are out there that will help you kind of set up a structure that is basically a recipe that you follow. And a lot of the training out there that is available includes recipes. And these is like, okay, step one, do this. Step two, do this. Step three, do this. I think the caveat that I have for all of this training chat that I'm saying to you is that understand that if you take this course once, it doesn't make you a master forever. It's giving you the tools to understand the landscape. So as it changes, you can evolve with it rather than you will be left behind. And this is something that I always have to tell my staff because it's, you know, if I spent a month on a course and I got a certification and then within 2 months, the certification doesn't mean anything because everything has changed. I would be disheartened. I wouldn't want to train again. Why the hell do I have to go back through this again? No, I understand. Totally understand. But you do, because this is how you can evolve along with the platforms. So that's kind of my main piece here for you today, is to incorporate training into your day-to-day. I would say whenever schedule you have, just make sure it's consistent. And make sure that it's something that you really want to learn about. Make sure you want to learn about it. And something else I guarantee you, if you want to do a training and you find it and present it to your boss, they'll say yeah, because they want you to get better. So don't be afraid that, oh God, I'm going to have to pay for this myself. And You would be surprised. I mean, not everybody, but I'm sure there's a lot of business owners out there that would be impressed that you want to learn more. And they'd be very impressed, too, if you did outside work time. But, hey, beggars can't be choosers, right? So this is pretty much what I'm talking about today on the Social Marketing Academy. If you want to find some additional training tools, obviously, you can go to our website, gosalesandmarketing.com. Again, that's www.gosalesandmarketing.com. We have tons of stuff on our blog. We have PDFs to download. We have all the episodes of the Social Marketing Academy on archive as well. But also, if you want to find out something about some courses, check out Udemy. That's Udemy. And then their HubSpot offers some qualifications and certifications, as does Google. So there's lots of options out there for you to try. So just dive in. You know what I mean? Take a look. Know what you want and engage with it. And then use this time to level up your skills. So when things get back into normal, you're at the top of your game or beyond. All right, you got this. This is Christopher Tompkins, Social Marketing Academy. Until next time, folks, I will talk to you really soon.